Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs with the Great America Show Midday Update for Thursday, April 11th. O.J. Simpson dead at the age of 76 after losing a battle to cancer. Simpson announced back in February he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer, but just last week released a video saying he believed the cancer was clear. Simpson gained the spotlight as an All-American running back for the USC Trojans, won the Heisman Trophy his senior season after graduating selected by the Buffalo Bills as the number one overall pick in the 1969 draft. He went on to play for 10 years, ending his career with 11,000 rushing yards. And House Speaker Mike Johnson is explaining himself after an embarrassing blow to the Republican Rhino establishment's FISA bill. Johnson, who's either compromised, confused, intimidated, or all of the above, says his flip-flop in support of the FISA renewal came after he received a classified briefing about the need for FISA. The man is an utter and complete joke as a speaker. He's a tool. And depending on what happens in November, it may be time for the Republicans to move on from Johnson. I think it is already time, frankly. He is an absolute fool. A new brief filed by Special Counsel Jack Smith this week shows the junkyard jackal may be sweating just a little. Smith argued that even if the Supreme Court agrees with a recent challenge brought by several defendants charged with obstructing Congress's work on January 6th of 2021, the charges against President Trump rely on the same law but would still survive. Smith says the false elector scheme saves Trump obstruction charges. Not sure I would take the word of a man who's already embarrassingly been overturned by the Supreme Court before. He is simply a junkyard jackal and has nothing in the way of justice in mind, only his attacks on Donald Trump. Join us today for the Great America Show. Our guest is former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice William Gableman. Gableman wants to replace Robin Voss. He's been there in Madison, Wisconsin for 30 years, and Gableman and others say it's time to get the man out of office. And be sure to join us each and every day for the Great America Show and Lou Dobbs Tonight on Frank Speech, Rumble, and of course X and a host of other platforms. I'm Lou Dobbs with the Great America Show Update.